broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Your last name. Oh, well, I'm going to say it right now, actually. It's Sheketoff. Isn't that a doozy? Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's how you say my last name. And I had to ask Peggy how to say her last name, which is Muir. So Peggy Muir is here. Muir, very excited.
It's Muir.
Muir. See? This is why we have to ask twice. So Muir. Oh, no. See, I was totally going to get that. Well, yeah. I did. Muir. I got it wrong. See? Yeah. So like you could dock my grade, right? I mean, because you are a teacher, so you're allowed to say that, right? Yeah. Like we're on. Yes.
Oh,
sorry,
my
Peggy.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize we were on.
No, this is so great, though, because I was saying to Peggy that, you know, because you're used to being up in front of a classroom and you know, the nerves of getting on the radio. But see, it's chill. You already did a minute of radio. You didn't even realize
I didn't know.
How great is that?
Yay.
Well, Peggy, I want to welcome you to the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Thanks to Brown Roofing. And we're at Orem's Diner. How are you?
I am fine.
Yeah?
Yes. This is a wonderful place, this diner. This is actually my son Riley's favorite restaurant.
Really?
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Where's Riley?
Riley is right now in Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
Wow.
He's a social worker, but he's, you know, my kids grew up here, so this is his favorite.
That's amazing.
Place. Yes.
Well, when Riley comes back, make sure you let Riley know that you did a radio show here.
I will.
Right?
I will.
How cool.
Yes.
I mean, already is a favorite, but now it's going to be a favorite. So I love that. Peggy, tell us a little bit about how you even got into teaching. You're a high school math teacher.
Yes. I'm a high school math teacher. I was in the commodities industry when I, you know, my first career was in that industry. And when I had kids, I went back to school and decided I wanted to be on their schedule. And I feel like it was a calling. I sometimes think certain careers are callings. I believe teaching is one of them, and I was just drawn to it. And I've been teaching for 20 years, and it's been wonderful. I love it. I love kids. It's just a great career.
That is so cool. So, but the reasoning was to get on your kids' schedule. That's so cool. Like to even get into that type of a career, because it's teachers to me are one of the backbones of society. It's not an easy job.
I completely agree. Yes, completely agree. It's not easy, and it's getting more difficult.
Yeah, I think, and I'm glad to hear it. So 20 years, first of all, thank you for all the work that you've done, for the thousands of minds you have molded over the years. And by the way, full disclosure, because I don't like to lie to people, I am horrific at math still to this day, which is why I talk for a living, because I don't have to do much math other than keep track of the time. But I have a producer to do that too. So it's pretty awful. So there goes my grade dropping again, just in the minutes that you've been sitting in front of me. I'm really failing your class right now. But tell us in 20 years how things have changed.
They've changed a lot. So, I mean, watching kids, the advent of AI and cell phones and all social media, all of that stuff has made just huge changes in the way kids see the world. Yeah. And come into the classroom. So it's just challenging. And we're just, you know, it's new for us as well. So we're just trying to figure out, you know, how to teach.
Yeah. Well, and we are definitely going to talk about the cell phones, because I know Wilton, we had your superintendent on earlier in the show at 5:30, but had mentioned that you guys have had a bell to bell ban for, I think this is the second year, right?
Yeah, second year.
How has that been? Because I know the high school is always, when we started to hear about the guidance coming out from the state, we knew high schoolers were going to probably be the biggest challenge, just because how do you tell teenagers you can't have your phone? So from your perspective, how was that?
It was difficult for them in the beginning. I mean, I think it's an addiction.
Oh, it's such a part of our lives.
Yes. So, and their brains are, you know, underdeveloped. So, or they're, at least their prefrontal lobe is. So,
no, you're good.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. You're correct. You're the high school teacher.
So,
you're good.
So it's hard for them to give that up. It's like, you know, almost withdrawal. But now, like walking through the cafeteria, you see kids talking, sitting in the hallways, they're talking. They're not on the, you know, years ago, they'd be on their phone, you know, the whole time, sitting near each other in proximity, but not talking with each other. And now they are actually communicating. And, you know, happiness comes from connection. And
right.
So I would say they're happier.
And from a teacher's perspective, I would imagine that the cell phones were a nightmare. for a little bit, like if they took them out in the classroom.
Oh, it's constant. Put your phone away. Put your phone away. Yeah.
Right?
Constant. Yeah.
Well, and then you become the bad guy.
Yes.
And it takes away from you being able to do your instruction. It takes away from you having a good connection with students, yes. Right? I mean, so I'm a little bummed between you and me, and I guess the 60,000 people listening right now, no pressure, is I'm bummed that we didn't pass that bill this session to have universal bell-to-bell ban.
Yes.
Because I do think, like, you have great perspective, and then there are some school districts that if there is enough pushback, they're not doing a ban in the schools. And I think that does, it's hard on the teachers. I do. I mean, I think it's hard for the kids to adjust, but I think it's harder for the teachers to kind of police that.
Yes, it absolutely is. But it's really about the kids. It's they're just not there yet. Do you know? It's they're not seeing it yet.
Right.
They'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just better for the kids. They're happier. They have, you know, real conversations with their friends. They're present.
Right.
And they're present in the classroom because they're not distracted by who's liking me and who's, you know, did my, you know,
who liked this,
right,
and who's talking to me. And
exactly.
What, right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's like the same with even driving, like the instant gratification of my phone went off. I need to check what that is, who that is. And now all of a sudden one of the biggest problems we have with driving is speeding and distracted driving.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I think the phone has a little bit to do with it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
tell us, Peggy, what has been some of the most rewarding work you've done? I mean, 20 years, I know that's a lot. And I'm asking for, you know, a couple standout moments.
Oh, standout moments. I have a stock trading club. And we had a regional competition recently, and we came in first, second, and third place.
Wow.
That was a big deal.
You're an award-winning teacher.
Yeah, well, no.
Yes,
they
you
are award-winning kids, and we're going to nationals for the second year in a row. So that's a big deal. But the kids I teach are absolutely fantastic, especially this year. I kept saying to them, you know, you guys are just wonderful. And that's every year I just get this wonderful group of kids, and it's, you know, magic getting to teach them and hang out with them.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And wait, what's the name of the club?
It's the stock trading club.
Like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm glad that that's a club, but that should be a class. Actually, I feel like kids should understand that. I don't understand it. Like, like the average person, unless you're really into that. But I think it's a skill that we should be better at.
Well, they're requiring a class called personal finance now.
Finance literacy.
Yes. And I'm teaching one of those sections next year. So
how do you feel about that?
Well, I was in a business before, so, you know, I think it's going to be fun. I think it'll be a different, you know, fun thing. So.
I am glad that passed, because I think that's something that we really need just in general is better financial literacy.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Right?
Yes. They have no idea. We did a project this year to price out how much college is going to cost them. And these kids are like, this is changing my mind up. But colleges I'm applying to, I'm like, that's great.
Really?
Because you don't want to leave in debt. They don't have a concept of, you know, they're just going to give me, you know, $30,000. That's
right.
Great. No, that's costs, you know, double that when you're paying it back.
So. Right. Well, and the other thing that's really emerged in recent years, especially in Connecticut, because we passed laws on that, is online gambling and sports betting.
I don't even get me started.
Oh, Peggy's like, it's too early in the morning. We're not going there.
It's criminal that they're allowing all of the, you know, you can gamble on your cell phone. It's talk about it. You know, there should be regulations on what they can, all of these addictive things that they're putting on cell phones. There should be some, and I'm not, you know, big government at all, but something's got to change.
Right. Well, and when, I mean, so we have the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling, which again is not for or against, but they're just there as a resource. And the number one, I guess, population that they get calls about are boys in their young 20s.
Yes.
College kids.
Right.
And I think that's so disheartening because it's a combo, right? That they don't have financial literacy, but they also are getting into something that is so beyond. We have adults who are addicted to gambling.
Exactly.
So how do we expect?
Exactly.
So it's wild. So, so you're going to do some financial literacy next year.
Yes.
Have you started working on that curriculum?
Not even a little. Yes.
Are you going to incorporate some gambling in there? And I don't mean actually like telling the kids to gamble, but doing like some kind of, I don't know, some kind of a project where it's like, you know, yeah, so bet on this and see what that turns into.
I will probably not do that because I don't want them to think that's a good thing to do. But I will have them, you know, probably buy a house, figure out how much it's going to cost to buy a house and things like that.
I love that.
Yes.
I think that's very neat.
Yeah.
What is so unique about, you know, teaching in Wilton?
Well, I'm the head of the union. The teachers in this town are absolutely fantastic. They collaborate. We work together. It is just, it's a wonderful culture with the teachers in this town, and I'm very proud of all of them. It's what makes the schools. I always feel like the teachers are like the moms of the school, and dads, but you know, the vibe is from the teachers, and I think that's what makes our town, our school system successful, is the great teachers. I don't know if I answered your question,
Jason. Yeah, you absolutely did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's a great place to work.
Well, and it seems like there is this really neat kind of synergy or relationship between the students and the teachers. I mean, we have a student that's coming on in the next hour to talk about the production of The Little Mermaid from high school. And I mean, it was like a no-brainer. Like, oh, I'm coming in, but I'm coming in with my advisor. Like, it just seems like there's a very neat synergy in Wilton.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yes. Ellis, who plays Ariel, is my student. I also teach engineering class, an aerospace engineering class, and she's in my aerospace engineering class. I know that sounds hard, and she's looking at me like,
no, I think I'm just trying to figure out how you, like, what don't you do? So engineering, stock marketing, financial literacy, what don't you do?
English.
Okay, cool. So I'll help you. You help
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
cool. So you'll balance my checkbook and I'll check your writing.
I write things on the board. I'm like, is that spelled right? Is there an I or an A? Because like it's an A. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah. So we'll just balance each other out. We're the yin and the yang. I love that.
Yes.
That's incredible. Can you imagine teaching anywhere else?
No, actually I cannot. I started here and I'm ending my career here. This is it for me.
Yeah.
I raised my kids here in this town. So they went through the school system, and it's a good place.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Peggy, I want to thank you for what you have done in 20 years here in Wilton teaching. And have you been doing math the whole time?
I have been. Yeah.
You're like, math is my game. That is your jam.
Math is.
Love your math.
I love the subject.
I think that's incredible.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I have to ask this before I go though. What is your favorite type of math? Which sounds really weird, but I think you know what I'm talking about. There's different, obviously. Yes.
I'm teaching pre-calculus this year, which is, you know, like trigonometry. And
sure.
I teach multivariable calculus. So I have these kids that are just brilliant kids, and I teach that, and that's fun. But I think my favorite is the pre-calculus.
Pre-cal.
To teach the class, and the kids are great, and they're, you know, absorbing everything, and
that's amazing.
I would say that's the class.
And so you're at the high school level, but I was thinking about this. So I have a 7-year-old, and they're doing math differently than they did like when I was a kid. And granted, we're talking about a 30-year difference, but like even the way that they do multiplication, subtracting, addition, have you found math instruction has changed over the years?
Yes, it's changed a little because you're trying to hit everybody. So some kids, you know, learn how to add just the way you and I did, you know,
right,
where you carry the numbers and, you know, do all of that stuff. I'm sure you learned it that way.
Right.
But some kids' brains think differently. So I think they're trying to get all of the, you know, the ways of these kids think and just spark all of it in them. So they're trying to teach it several different ways just to get all the kids.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's amazing. And so are you, Peggy. And I want to thank you again for what you do and for being part of the diner tour.
Sure. This was fun.
Right?
Yes.
See? Amazing. Yeah, you didn't even realize. You just did probably about 15 minutes of radio.
Seriously.
Right there. Yeah. See, there was no reason to be nervous. You crushed it.
Yes.
Absolutely crushed it. Now
That's
you're probably going to go to class and crush it even more.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, thank you, Peggy.
Yeah, thank you for having me on this. It's an honor for me. Thank you so much.
Right back at you. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number 3 here at Orem's Diner in Wilton.